There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
Hey, Jace, did I see you drive by my house in a new car?
You sure did there, Goober. I waved to you in your front lawn.
Nice. I didn't know you were getting a new one. Where did you go, Jason?
I went to Sears Imported Autos, and I really wasn't planning on getting a new car. But I went online, I saw a car, I went in there, and Sue, I love Sue, her service was amazing, and it really was one of those examples of customer service makes a difference. And it's not a surprise to me. They've been in business for over 55 years, serving not one, not two, not three, four, Lex and Dawn, four generations of happy customers, and now I'm one of them. They were named best of the best for Mercedes for 2018 and 2019. I mean, it is really where, as they say, quality meets affordability. The selection of their certified pre-owned vehicles will help you find like a dream car at the price you want. So if you're going to get a car, Dawn or Lex, Sears Imported Autos, where are they again, Lex?
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka.
More information at searsimports.com.
And when you walk into Sears Imported Autos, make sure you say you heard about them from Jace.
Okay, we are back in the Jason and Alexis show. I'm Stephanie Hansen. I am the host of Weekly Dish, the Saturday food show here from 9 to 11 with Stephanie March. And I am filling in today. Yes, we've got Brother Rob, we've got Kenny, we've got Alexis. Dawn is also off today. And thanks for being with us on the second hour of the program.
Yes, thank you. And thanks for hanging out with us.
Absolutely.
Today, did you guys, speaking of Instagram, you're talking about shopping. Did you see Jace is ice fishing? He just posted a picture that he slept in an ice house last night.
That's hilarious.
He told me he would never, ever, he would never, ever do that for any reason ever.
Okay, he's way out of his comfort zone, spending the night in an ice house. But you guys,
it looks nice.
I mean, like, Kenny, your people have ice houses.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And they're fancy.
Well, not mine,
not Kenny's. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a cabin.
You can spend up to, $50,000 on an ice house.
Oh, yeah. This looks like a beautiful, sparkly, like, trailer almost.
Yeah. Yeah,
they come with the wheels. They're drop down. Yep.
They look fancy.
I had no idea he was doing that.
Doing it either by the look of his face. He's kind of found himself a little shocked. He's wearing his cute North hat, trying to look all outdoorsy.
Right.
So funny. Lex, do you remember the conversation we had a couple of months ago?
Yeah, Kenny,
how he said
are so
he
right.
he would never ever go out in one.
He was adamant about not doing that.
What happened?
I thought he was actually getting
what?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, who's eating breakfast?
I'm about to have some Twizzlers.
Kenny!
Just ignore me.
I can totally hear the crinkling package.
I'm not trying to hide anything here.
Are you really eating licorice?
Wow.
Yeah, right now.
Yum. That's my favorite food.
Is it?
Yeah,
fun
I love
fact,
licorice.
I didn't know that, Steph.
Red or black. It's
doesn't
like
matter.
Kryptonite. If you give licorice and popcorn, I have no willpower.
Yeah. Yum.
I'm doing Dots pretzels and licorice.
Oh,
Lex, do you think it's a segment for his show, for the Jason
Probably.
Show?
Probably. It might be. If he's not, that would be a fail. He has to be doing something for a show. Don't you think?
He's just doing it by choice.
Like that would be a good reason to do it.
I was literally begging him to do it.
Well,
and
Kenny,
he was like, I'll never do it.
Your description of your fish house might have done it.
Deterred him.
You know, he might have just been like, nope.
Oh, well, mine is gross. I mean, it's even gross by my standards.
And, right.
You know,
that doesn't leave a lot of positivity in my brain.
Right.
I'll eat food off the barn floor. You know, I have very low standards. And my fish house is just disgusting.
Well, they're supposed to be kind of a little, you know, a little dirty, right? I mean, that's the one.
Yeah. I'm old school. That's my problem. Yeah.
When you're fishing on the ice, are you, this is going to sound so dumb, are you trying to catch the same fish that you would catch in the summer?
Yeah, northerns, walleye.
Like, panfish, all the same?
Crappies. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Will you please take Steph ice fishing?
Steph won't go anywhere near my fish house.
No, I probably wouldn't. Unless I had hand sanitizer.
Too. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
I also have a spearing house, but there's barely room for me in that.
Oh, okay. That's
okay.
Right.
A spearing house?
Yeah, Steph.
Yeah.
What are you, Nanook of the North up there trying to spear a whale, Kenny? You're in Wisconsin. You can just do normal things there. You don't have to spear.
I'm not in Wisconsin, my dear. I'm in West Central Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like,
you're in Wisconsin. Anywhere
but
that's
Stephanie,
not urban seems like Wisconsin. I'm just going to say the truth.
I'm not buying your line, Stephanie. You're faking this here because you are not the city that you like to portray yourself as.
Well, I'm...
You have a cabin on an island in the deep, deep, deep woods. You are not a city. And you can't be acting like you don't know what a fish house and a spear house and all of that is because they're all over everywhere up there.
Okay.
So, come on.
Have you ever been invited?
Proudly embrace your redneck, Steph. Come on.
Well, I, as a kid, have ice fished on Bay Lake. A friend of ours had. But a spear house? Like, do you need a special, different house to spear?
Yeah, it's a dark house. No lights.
The hole's bigger,
because,
right?
Yeah, and the hole is, mine's like 3 feet wide by, I don't know, 16 inches.
Oh, there's so many ways I could go with this, but I'm not going to.
And you really have to be careful because you'll drop stuff in, and then you have to try to push them, you know, pull it back out. Because you're sitting in anywhere from 5 to 10 feet of water, and it's dark in there, so you can see what's swimming by.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty cool.
I have the worst potty mind. Like, I'm just...
Yeah. What has stopped you before, Steph?
I don't know, but as he's talking about, and then you got to be careful. It's real dark in there. You can drop things in, and then you got to pull them out.
Yep. Found a set of keys once, Steph.
Oh, so what are you dropping down the hole?
It's like I'm 7, you know, and someone said... When people said the word hole, I just start laughing.
Oh, balls,
okay, Kenny,
for me.
I will tell you, too, I don't talk about the island very much because it sounds sort of like, oh, they're on an island up in northern Minnesota. That's pretty fancy.
Oh, it's. I've never thought that of you. No.
Okay. And it is rustic.
Yeah.
You know, we have an outhouse and we do have power. But we built, we do have a big garden that is not on the island. It's on land.
It's so cool, Steph.
Yeah, but I am excited about it and it's pretty funny.
Yeah, we don't think that at all. It just sounds like fun. Just being out in nature and walking around naked and nobody cares.
There is a lot of nakedness that happens, I will say that.
Why not?
I kind of liked you, mostly put up with you before I found out about the cabin on the island. But then once I found out about that, I realized, she's one of us.
I love
she's
you.
All right.
She's all right.
She's good people. Yeah, she's good people.
Kenny, I think because we met, we had to have met literally... years ago.
Young. Yeah, we were young.
I think I was 22, and I was so cute.
You were.
Oh,
you're
in
still
the day.
Cute. What are you talking about?
I am like a grizzled old piece of beef jerky over here now.
Oh, please.
But in the day. And Kenny had really long hair and was kind of a really cool hippie. And his radio partner was like Mr. Mr. Nutty Professor kind of disheveled guy with dirty glasses and
college-educated vulgarian.
Yeah, super her. Brilliant, yeah. But just like looked like a nut with his hair always and his coat shirt tails hanging out, and he always looked like he was rumpled and just rolled out of bed with a bunch of rumpled up newspapers under his arm. Does that describe him pretty well?
Perfectly, Steph. Perfectly. Yes.
Yeah, because you were on the air, Kenny, and Steph, you were working.
I was in sales at KFAN, and we worked literally in the basement. We worked in a trailer, and there was a basement to the trailer. So just let your mind go with what that environment looked like.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It was so gross.
Yeah, it was.
There were like shrews really that was. Would run through the office.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, just ignore that. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Mushrooms growing in the corner. It was unbelievable, Lex.
Wow. Yeah.
Every time it rained, the carpet was wet. It was gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, absolutely.
Probably
not
too.
The best work environment, but fun.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, God, just to have seen Kenny with long hair.
Yeah, Kenny, your hair grows fast.
Yeah
it does.
Do you have like a super long ZZ Top beard right now?
I do, yeah.
Oh, boy. That's not my favorite. I'm not going to lie. All I can think about is the food you're storing in it.
Oh,
it's funny because the other night when I was trying to work my way through some mashed potatoes and gravy, I actually... It's really hard to get gravy out of a beard. I've discovered that.
I bet.
That. And you know what
like
else
a beard
is?
Bib.
I've got like this 1 gallon jug of honey, and I like to do the peanut butter on the back of the spoon and honey in the bowl part of the spoon.
Oh, yeah.
But it always ends up in my beard, so I've got honey and peanut butter in my beard.
And, I kind of feel like I'm going to just throw up in my mouth.
And what I've discovered, it's easier to just clip it out instead of...
Do you just spray it? Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Just get out a scissor and like cut it out.
A weird, like, dog that someone has cut the burrs out of it, and instead it's his beard. That's hot.
That is... You know what? That's a perfect analogy. Yeah, that's perfect. Well, look at the time.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I think
look
got
at the time. Yeah, on that note, should we get to Lady Gaga next?
Sure.
Okay.
Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason... It can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
We are back. It is the Jason and Alexis Show. I'm Stephanie Hansen filling in for Jace. Here with Lex, here with Kenny. Dawn is off, and we've got brother Rob doing the producing. I always love when I come on the radio and I get like someone on Instagram's like, hey, good morning. And it's like some creeper guy that I've never followed before. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah. It's been getting creepier and creepier.
Yeah.
I feel like on social media.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Kenny wants people to unfollow him. So that's where he's at.
Don't follow Kenny.
Yeah.
You don't need to follow Kenny. Don't bother. That was the funniest, like, last 10 minutes of radio ever. Just thinking about Kenny and his beard.
Oh, yeah. And the mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yep.
Trimming it out.
And it's who made that gravy?
Cub Foods, by
the
way.
Yeah, exactly. I knew it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew it. I knew it came with the fried chicken.
Yep, we have one up here. Thank goodness.
Oh, and it's good, huh?
The roommate has another job that is very close to the Cub, so, yep.
Oh,
she
perfect.
Brings it home. Yep.
Yeah. Are you and the roommate now cohabitating again?
Not only are we cohabitating, Stephanie, but we sleep in the same bedroom.
This Whoa. Is news.
But here's the deal.
Same bed?
This house is huge. And I mean, you'd love this kitchen. It is gigantic,
Steph. I would.
And the master bedroom also very, very big. Big enough to where we have two queen-size beds in our bedroom.
They are separate beds.
It's like a motel room.
That's better. Fantastic.
It is so awesome.
So you're
it's
sleeping
so awesome.
In the same room, but in your own beds, like oh. Ricky and Lucy did, but they were twins and you have queens.
Yes.
Yeah, that's better.
Wow.
It's so awesome.
That is
yeah.
amazing. I love that idea.
Yeah.
I might
yeah.
have to take that because right now we have separate comforters.
Oh, that works too.
That's
that is
great.
A great idea that when yep. you go sailing, yep. you each get your own, like, Europeans. They have, like, these European comforters.
Yes. My sister does that. She lives in Denmark, and that's where I was thinking back, like, where have we done this before? And it's great.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah. And then, man. No more of the, you know, pulling the comforter back and forth because you just got your own.
Kenny.
But now you have different beds. I love that.
Kenny, can you say what city you live in?
No, absolutely.
Okay, maybe you can DM me. I need to know where you are. Like, I need to have a visual of
lakes,
your place.
The lakes area of Alexandria.
Okay, so that's nice. Mm.
But I'm on a farm. I go to lakes.
And are you farming things?
No.
Are you going to?
No. Well, we're putting in a giant, giant garden.
That's great.
And, of course, we're getting chickens. You got to have bleeping chickens. So we're getting those. But that's where I'm drawing the line at chickens.
You're going to be the male excited. Elizabeth Reese, and you're not even going to know it.
Yes!
You're going to be...
The thing is...
You have fruit trees? Don't you already have apple trees and stuff growing?
Yeah, I've got an orchard and all of that. But
I got an orchard. Yeah. Listen to us. I got an island. You got an orchard.
But I planted that...
I have a fenced area.
15 years ago. I really envy the people that just have a lake lot and a house, and that's all they do is they come up here and mow the grass and then look at the lake for the rest of the weekend. That's not...
Do you know the dirty little secret about an island? There's no grass.
Nice.
You don't have to mow. You got to worry about your dock because the ice takes it out pretty much every fifth year. But there's no grass.
And you have no neighbors to go.
Nope.
Trim that.
Nope.
Or
nothing.
Cut it or whatever.
All right.
That's good. Okay, Lady Gaga, we got to talk about what's happening. There's now new surveillance video of the individuals who attacked the dog walker. Shot him in the stomach.
You guys, I want to talk about this because I feel like it's pop culture and we should.
Yeah.
But I got to be honest, it makes me like I get so sad. I have like such a sad feeling in my heart for her, for the dogs, for her friend who's the dog walker. I think the dog walker is literally like her friend.
Yeah.
And
she's out of the country.
Yes. And if that's all at all related to her celebrity, like, I don't know. How would you recover from something like this? And you're missing your
babies.
Pets.
Yeah.
It's just horrible.
I don't know. You're right. Especially with friends. And then those are your babies. And there's so many question marks around what happened. Did they know that these dogs were Lady Gaga's dogs, or did they just see French bulldogs and see dollar signs?
Yeah, I bet that they're just a bunch of creeps. I bet it wasn't premeditated. I bet they drove by and they're creeps, and creeps tend to do creepy things more than once and creeped on them. And grabbed just them. Sad.
Well, and then Angel, before we got more information, his first thing was, well, is the dog walker in on it? And he's like, where did he get shot? And I thought, well, why would that matter? And he said, well, sometimes they just say, hey, take a limb out because he's part of it. And I thought, oh, no. And then we found out the stomach and this video. You see the two individuals shoot him, take the dogs, and then run away.
Oh, see, I can't watch that kind of stuff. I won't ever be able to unsee it.
Yeah.
Oh, what is the world coming to? Honestly, yuck.
Yeah.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Well, and now she's offering a $500,000 reward. No questions asked. Of course, the police are all on it. And they have idea of what the car looks like. It was a sedan, an Altima. So... oh, gosh, yeah, just to hear what went down, you just feel for them.
The people that stole my bikes,
yeah,
apparently were involved in some sort of situation where they stole a show dog.
Oh, no.
And that was because of the value of the dog, it put them in the felony category. Oh. Isn't that interesting? Who steals dogs?
Well, what I kind guess of, there's a market for it.
Well, what, I mean, what, so you have this dog, okay. Yep. And, like, now you have to go and sell it? And how much are you going to get for a French bulldog? Like, I don't know, a couple thousand bucks tops?
Well, yeah, 10 grand is what they
Well, that's
reporting.
A lot. But and then you're going to be like, oh, this is Lady Gaga's dog, and I'm the thief that stole it? I've always thought that was so weird.
Well, it got really
Or are they filling an order, you know? Is there a standing order, and I'll buy as many as you can get? That kind of deal?
Oh, that's you're right.
Yeah,
that didn't
I don't
matter.
Know.
It was just a quota.
I always think about that too when people steal art.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
You can't just go peddle your Picasso.
No.
You know,
they're going to track it.
People know. And speaking of that, people that steal catalytic converters.
Oh my gosh, yes.
They're terrible people.
They're terrible.
Worst people in the world.
Why though can't we, like, you have to sell these things to make money at like a junkyard or wherever. Why can't it be like a pawn shop where you can't sell it unless we have all of your information on file? Like, that seems like a very easy law to pass.
Yeah, they're working on it right now. But come on, let's go. Yeah, the people that buy the recycled or torn apart or even full catalytic converters, also the worst people.
Yes,
well, and you know that that was stolen.
Horrible, horrible people. Yes,
you
absolutely,
have to know
Lex.
That.
Yes, absolutely.
And I live, and it's you're right. Like these crimes. I don't know if it's the pandemic or if it's always been happening, and we're just seeing
it
now.
No, there's more. I mean, crime in St. Paul alone was up like 400%.
Yeah, well, and even up, I live north of the cities, and there's in daylight. It's the hit, and so he got hit by someone, and then by. Well, Kenny, thank you for sending me that. Cause
yeah, there was a carjacking on, what was that, Lex?
694 and Rice.
Yeah, and Rice.
They bumped him, armed, they took his car, and then they went and went to the TCF bank and robbed that. So they're taking the cars to do something else.
Yeah.
And
have we talked about
kid
your story,
another
Steph?
Thing too.
I don't know.
Lex, Steph has a story like this, and she you were hit before... all of this became popular, right?
Oh, yeah. My gosh, that's right.
I was carjacked right by Hubbard Broadcasting.
They
didn't get my car, but yeah, it was like I was actually talking to Ian Punnett on the phone when this happened, which is kind of weird because Brother Rob used to produce for Ian.
Yeah.
And I talk to Ian probably once every year or 2 years. He'll just call me out of the blue. And it's just hilarious. So I'm talking to him while I'm driving. And you know how you have your phone that comes to your car speaker?
Yeah.
So I am at a stop sign and a car stops and gets out and a woman comes over and she knocks on my window and she's like, is there a reason you hit me back there?
Yeah.
And I was like, no. And I was like, Ian, hey, I got to call you back. And I was like, yeah. And I was literally right at the stop sign about to pull into our parking lot. And I was like, I don't think I hit your car. And she was like, oh, you did. You did. And I've got damage and you need to look at it. And I was just so discombobulated. I got out of the car and went and like looked. And in the car was another passenger and someone in the back seat. And I was like, yeah, I don't really see anything. And I'm sorry. And she was like, well, we need to get your insurance. So we go back to my car and I've got the door open and I'm like rifling through my glove compartment. And I'm like, you know what? I'm starting to get that feeling. I'm like, let's call the police and we can file a police report. And I have insurance. So if there's something wrong with your car, we can settle it that way. And like, we need to see your insurance. We need to see your insurance. And all of a sudden she reaches into my car and tries to grab my purse that's in the passenger seat and is pulling my purse. And I spin around and grab my purse. So now she's got my purse. I've got my purse. And she reaches into my hair and she's pulling my hair. I am kicking. I am screaming. I am going, help me, help me. Somebody help me. A car drives by and kind of slowly looks. And I'm sure they thought we were having like a domestic or something. And then another car stops and I can hear them and their kids from the apartment building by here. And they're like, we're calling the police. We're calling the police. I'm screaming. In the meantime, someone comes from the car, the passenger, and gets into the driver's seat. And they start to drive off. And the person who's attacking me runs into the woods, like runs into the back parking lot, into the woods.
Oh my gosh.
I am just sitting there. I mean, my hair has been pulled out of my head. I've been punched in the face. I'm scared to death. And yeah, they didn't get my car. They didn't get my purse. A couple days later, I found a fingernail in my car. It was just gross. Gosh. It was scary.
And they never found the person.
No, they never did. They never did. And the moral of the story, people, and I did not know this, if you get into an accident, even if you get into an accident, if you feel unsafe, you do not have to exchange information there. You can drive to the nearest police department or you can drive home and call the police and tell them you've been in an accident and you were afraid. You do not have to stop. You do not have to get out of your car if you feel threatened or scared.
Yep.
Oh, that's good.
And so if people like another time someone was laying in the middle of the street on my street going, help me, help me, help me. And I just,
nope.
I drove around. I felt terrible, but I was like, yeah, nope, I'm not stopping.
Yep.
It's getting
that's
to
where
be,
we're at.
Yeah, you got to just be aware. At. Yeah, that was a really scary time. Sorry about all that.
Oh, no. Thanks for the details. I remember hearing about that, but I did not know about some of those details.
It was scary.
Oh, my word. Well,
let's turn this around. Lighter note.
Yeah.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. I'm glad you're
be
okay.
Be safe. Yep. Get your safety. Have your bear spray. Whatever makes you feel.
Yeah.
Just be safe.
Well, when we come back, let's do some Would You Rather.
Okay, and I have to tell you about the story, because we have to talk about this before Dawn comes back. We have to talk behind her back.
Oh, okay, yeah, we'll definitely do that too.
All right.
Okay. I get my plans, that's
my man. I'd like to give an unsolicited piece of review here.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, Evermore, and Folklore. Amazing records. And I'm not even a huge Swiftie.
Have you been listening to them?
Nonstop.
Just nonstop?
Yep. I don't know if it's pandemic feelings. They have all the feels.
Yeah. They have, it sounds a lot like this, right? Where you're just.
Yeah. Kind of it's very mellow.
Thinking.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not super poppy. All the songs are kind of melancholy, but it's beautiful.
And just how we're feeling, right?
Yeah. And I never thought like I'd put Bon Iver, who I also love and who's kind of an acquired taste, in the same room with Taylor Swift. And they would make a record and it would be fantastic.
And there you go.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. She has been really productive during pandemic, hasn't she?
I think that's one of the cool things that's going to come out of this is, you know, there's kind of a dearth of TV and movies because of production, obviously. Mm-hmm. But the music and the writing, I think we're just going to have like all of this awesome creativity that we're going to see for like the next 5 years.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And Kenny's girlfriend, Kelly Clarkson, you know, she has just gone through a whole bunch of personal issues, divorce and everything. She says she's written 60 songs.
I believe that. Nothing creates better songwriting than a sad divorce.
Mm-hmm.
That's Kenny's girlfriend, huh?
That's my next wife.
Okay, because I like her too. She's pretty great.
Yeah.
Where does she find time to write 60 songs when she's doing a daily show every day?
And kids?
I think they just burble up through the regret and the remorse.
Yeah, she's probably a dolly. She just sits down and writes and done.
Her guy, too, was he. I mean, of course, she's Kelly Clarkson and everybody's American sweetheart. So we have to dog on him. But like he was kind of a creep, I think.
Yeah, the stuff that's coming out.
Yeah, her dad was her manager, and there's some financial stuff that's weird, and yet you still got a co-parent with the guy. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that whole thing. And just being in business together, too. I mean, they're so intertwined.
I always tell the lobster, if you are going to leave me, it's not going to be pretty. Like, I'm not going to be one of those nice, kind, okay. like, hey, we're going to be friends. I'm like, nope, it is going to be scorched earth, and it's me or you at the end of the day that's still standing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Steph, I feel the same way.
Well, thank you, Alexis.
That is
yeah.
total Don't stable. Feel bad. That's normal and stable and completely sane, a normal way of thinking. You don't worry one bit about that sounding like the craziest thing I've ever heard. Don't worry about that. That's not
good.
What I'm
okay,
thinking.
Phew. Phew.
Good. I came from a family of divorced people. I know how
so did I.
It can get real gritty.
But you know what? Yeah. Oh, We're all at the age, Steph. You're about my age, and as is Lobster, and it's too late in life to worry about that crap. You know,
divorce?
This is when it happens, though, Kenny.
Yeah.
Like, the kids leave home, and people have stayed together for the kids. By the way, please don't. That's a bad idea.
Yep.
And then they're, like, staring at each other across a dinner table in a pandemic where you're in a house together for a year, and you got nothing to say. We still got things to say. We got a lot to say.
Yeah.
But then you're just why am I with this person? Life's too short.
Yeah, looking at each other going, what do I do with you? We've been raising these children, and now it's us?
Yep.
What?
And then you're out there, and you're on Match.
You talked me into it.
And you're trying to find guys that still got it, and...
Oh, right, and they're off the market quick.
Yeah, and a hot, older guy is... And I'm just going to say it, is usually a lot more successful with the young chicks than a hot older lady, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, right.
We got to go for the guys our age, and they're not interested because they're going for the Catherine McPhee's of the world. My God, David Foster, 71, just had a baby boy.
Papa.
Yep. Okay. Are you the grandpa or the dad?
Right, huh?
I mean, let's not pretend this is normal. It's not.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to have a 40-year age difference, and love is love. That's great, but why you got to bring a kid into it?
Right. Well, and think about how long you'll be around.
Yeah, exactly. And like 70 is the new 70 is the new 50. No, it isn't. You're still 70.
When does that ratio end?
Wait, guys, isn't the bride younger than a couple of his kids?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my stepmom is the same age as my husband. So I know what I speak of here, friends. And the lobster is 10 years older than me. Okay. Mm-hmm. At some point, age is age.
That's so true, Steph. Yes.
And when do we stop saying that, like
get married, that's fine.
Yeah, 80 is the new 50. When do we stop saying that? Is 80 the line?
Like 50 is the new 30. Okay. 60 is it the new 40? Okay. 70 the new 50?
I don't know. I don't know, unless someone's got the Fountain of Youth pill or the picture of Dorian Gray and they've traded themselves for eternal youth.
Yeah, what age is that, guys?
And some things just don't work at, you know, a certain age. So
I feel that at 40.
Yeah. Like, well, how did David Foster at 71 get a kid?
Well,
do you ever wonder about these things?
Yeah, no, he has a stunt double. He hired somebody.
Okay.
It's either still working or he saved some of it.
Yeah.
He's in a bank or turkey baster.
Yep, maybe. Yeah. Whoa, I didn't realize I had such strong feelings about
that
the situation, but I really do. And again, love is love. Like, do you love who you love? Just like, wow, that's a
lot.
And
she's in her mid-30s, so, you know, she'll be okay and raising the baby, and he'll leave lots and lots of money. So
that's so shallow.
There's that. No, I know. I'm just, you know, thinking in terms of, like,
the bright side?
They'll be okay in that way. They'll be okay in that way.
What is that saying? Better to have loved and lost than never have loved at all?
Loved at all.
I wonder if that's true when you're alone, miserable, sad, your guy died, and your kid's only 6.
Oh, well, he's got old aunts and uncles. I'm like, oh.
Oh, boy.
Wow. But this these is are like the a realities. Blues,
it's like a country song or something.
You guys got to take out here. Dig me out. Say
calls
something positive.
Yeah, let's man, daddy.
let's take a break. And
Lex doesn't even know what to say. She's just like, oh, how do I help you?
How do we get, because some of our, okay.
Would
you want to do would you rather, or do we want to talk about Dawn behind her back?
Let's talk about Dawn behind her back.
Let's do that, because that's an upside. Okay, we'll do that next.
Okay. Welcome back to the Jason and Alexis Show. I'm Stephanie Hansen filling in for Jace. Alexis is here with us. Brother Rob is filling in for Dawn. Kenny's here. In case you're wondering where Jace is, apparently he's ice fishing, which insert the what the hell comment there. I don't have his button board, but who's that lady that goes, what the hell?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, who says that?
It's someone
anyway,
that
anyway, what the... Oh, I can't remember.
It's on his button board somewhere. Anyway, so he's ice fishing. Yep. I'm getting in trouble saying all sorts of very real things that are probably too real for the radio. But you know.
No, we love it, Steph. It's true, and that's how you feel. So it don't is. Feel bad.
My feelings. Here's my other feelings.
Yeah, okay. We got to get into this.
What's I got to talk about Dawn behind her back.
Okay.
Because... if we were here, I would also talk with her about this, but she's not here, so we're going to just go for it.
Okay.
There is a new study out that made me think about her and the MC.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so...
her man crush, yes.
Here's the headline. Want to be wealthier? Like, who's going to say no to that? That's clickbait.
Yes.
Science, and I love when they talk about science. Science says, marry the right person, but not for the reason you might think. Research shows your significant other makes a huge impact on your financial success. How about that?
Yes, agree. Okay.
So basically, this is according to a study, because they're always according to some study, right? Married people experience 77% higher per person net worth increases than single people. And because that's per person... okay. A 1+1 can actually equal a lot more than 2. So, of course, you're like, oh, yeah, well, if people are sharing expenses, that would make sense. But they apparently, married people just do better. Coupled people, and I don't know if you have to be married, but living together couples, people.
Yeah.
They get more promotions. They make more money. They feel more satisfied with their jobs. I know Dawn feels more satisfied with her job now that she's living with the MC. Just kidding.
Yeah, I was like,
have you and Dawn talked about this?
Yeah.
No.
I'm like, is that true? Okay, so basically marry for money.
Well, or your own personal success is going to improve because partners perform more household tasks. They exhibit pragmatic behaviors that their spouses are likely to emulate. They promote a more satisfying home life, all of which enables your spouse or partner to focus more on work. And as a result of that, these create dispositional characteristics that lead to a more successful personal life, professional life.
I can see that, living with someone.
Mm-hmm.
But does it matter if they're married or not?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But I still think she should marry the MC.
You think so? Oh,
yeah,
oh, I would not. Do not bring that up with her. No.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
This is the part where we're talking behind her back, Kenny.
Yeah, I
she's
wouldn't
never going to know.
Dawn, yeah, just make note, Dawn, Kenny was not a part of that discussion. Just, I want you to know, Dawn, because she is going to be listening to this eventually.
Yeah.
And what I know about Dawn is don't bring up the L word and don't bring up the M word. And you'll get along just fine.
You can't say the L word?
No. At least no.
Hmm.
Lex.
I mean, that L, well, I don't know.
I was thinking loser. Don't bring that up.
Loser! The L word?
That's at our house what the L word means.
Here,
You're a real loser.
So, Lex,
but I agree
you
with
said,
you on the M word. She does not want to talk about getting married. She doesn't think she'll ever get married. She doesn't see that in her future with anyone, let alone MC.
You know, and like, why? And I'm speaking to myself here, not to anyone else but myself. Yeah. Why do we always feel we, as in speaking to myself, why do I always feel like that has to be like the culmination of the relationship? Like, why is there some imaginary line you have to cross that then you get there?
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, I'm a little too traditional in that way. And who cares?
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah.
You are too traditional.
But there are like certain benefits.
Right. Well, I thought you were going to say something about like a tax benefit or something for getting married.
And with kids,
versus
it's
living
easier.
With someone.
Because Kurt and I don't have the same name. And, you know, he had no credit when I married him. So I figured I better hold on to my name so we could eventually buy a house.
Interesting.
I'm very practical in the marriage environment. Like, come on. I saw what happens when people get divorced and there's kids and you're trying to. I was like, oh, no, we're not doing that. Everything will be in my name. We will do it how I say.
Yeah.
And I will be in control.
He probably loves
spouses,
that, doesn't he?
Spouses are also really good, you guys, for looking at things that you can't see yourself or with a mirror.
Hey, back to your gravy-filled mashed potato beard.
Back here.
Look at whatever that is and tell me if I should go to the doctor.
Does this mole look different than yesterday? It's way in the back, I can't see.
Are you getting barnacles, Kenny? Because that's what happens when you age. I have a dog who's 17, and like, I'll be petting her, and there's just this weird little growth thing.
Yeah.
And I asked the vet, and she goes, yeah, they're just like barnacles, you know, like you get stuff like that,
deposit?
Too.
It's
something.
My dogs have those, too.
Yeah, those are lipomas.
Oh. Yeah. It's so hard to see them get
The dog I babysit, Katie, has those, too. And the vet says, eh, just ignore it. She's 13. Don't worry about it.
That's right. All right. Well, the 8 o'clock hour is coming back, and we'll Would You Rather when we come back.
Cause it's a beautiful day. Beautiful day. Oh, baby, any day that you're gone away. It's a beautiful day.